free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, July 17th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We see the headlines on the Drudge Report. Virus prompts drastic measures as death tolls set records. Well, we'll see about that. I'm not too sure I trust their records. I think they're cooking the books. But it is a confrontation, folks, and let me tell you something. These Fauci face masks, these Fauci burkas, as I call them, this is the hill to die on. And I'm going to go through what they are rapidly preparing with the vaccines. One of the articles that says this is what is happening right now with the panic shows why science needs skeptics. And I'll tell you what happened to me yesterday at the dentist with a mask issue later in the show. But the junk science, the psychological control, the mass fear of all of this is what is really threatening us. And let me tell you, if they establish this now, they're coming after you in just a matter of months with vaccines. And that's really when this thing is going to kick off. Because we've already had yet another individual get shot. Not really clear what happened. I mean, you know, we had an altercation over a mask. There was a situation where people got into a fight. One guy picked up the guy who didn't want to wear a mask, had a knife, and he stabbed somebody and then ran. And then the police report was that he came toward the person, police officer who pulled him over with a knife in his hand. She shot and killed him. Now we've got another situation where there was just an argument. There was no violence that is alleged in the complaint. And then the police followed this individual and shot and killed him. Now, let me tell you, they're going to shoot and kill you either with a vaccine or with a gun once it gets to that point. So come after me with a gun, because as far as I'm concerned, the vaccine is the same category. I am not your slave. And you better understand what this truly is about. This is about more than the mask. It's about more than the vaccine. This is a much bigger issue. We have a story here that I'm going to give you in detail. It's the preppers that are laughing now. And you better understand the bottom line of what he talks about. He says that, in truth, the people with zero vision, foresight, and planning are going to look stupid in all this. The people who have sleepwalked through the last decade, and I'd say several decades, because this is part of a plan that has been rolling out. This is why I understand, right now, this is the hill to die on. We had the founders of this country fought a war over a 3% tax on tea. Could they have paid the tax? Oh, yes, they could. Could you wear the mask? Oh, yes, you could. It's not about that. It's about what's coming next. It's about the precedent that is being established, the control over your life, and it's not going to go away. It's only going to get worse. It isn't like, okay, well, I can give them and I can this much and I can buy them off. That is the appeasement of Neville Chamberlain. You can't appease these Nazis, and they are Nazis. This person says, total disaster is not on us just yet. It is still in the mail. There is still time to sell up, to move house, to change career, to pay off debt. If you've not already analyzed your life and its future visibility and your viability in the face of unprecedented change, now would be a very good time to start. Now would be a very good time to start. We'll have more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
The The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, July 17th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. I'm sorry to report it is day 123. 123 days of America held hostage. Masks now, blindfolds, and vaccines later, I guess. Some people are starting to push back. This is the good news. We've had a little bit of pushback. We've had some pushback a little bit from the governor of Georgia. We've got other Republican governors who are doubling down on this. But I want to start out by showing you what's happening in Kentucky. We had, in Lexington, Kentucky, somebody rented a Skyrider plane. And they flew over the town and wrote, "Obey." And of course, you know what this is about. Everybody knows what this is about. Even the local news channel knew what this is about. Yeah, this goes back to They Live. Roddy Piper. And so they tracked it down, the news people did. They tracked it down to a company called Ghost Rider Air Shows. The owner, who did not want to be identified, said he was hired to write the words "Obey" in the sky above Lexington and Frankfurt. He would not disclose who the client was or how much it cost. Good for him. Good for him. Protecting the identity. Nobody, it's not their business. And good for the person who paid for that. Good for you. That's the hero of the day. Just pointing out what this is really about. That's what this is truly about. Obey. All of this. And of course, it was their own Kentucky governor, Beshear, who is jumping in there, Democrat. You know, we got some really good people in Kentucky. I mean, we got Rand Paul. We got Thomas Massey. Got some real libertarians there, but they got a Democrat governor, and they got Mitch McConnell too. Same thing, right? They got some good people. They got some horrible people. And that governor there was one of the first ones to jump out ahead of everybody else. He had a great idea. Go after the churches first. Yeah, there you go. I'll get you and your little dog too. Yeah, that's the governor and his, surrender. Yeah, good job, guys. That's the response of the Democrats. Surrender, obey. Yeah, surrender your freedom. In Utah, they were having a public meeting about mask policy for school children. And the residents, so many residents showed up without masks that they canceled the meeting. That's the way you do it, folks. If you don't stand up and use your freedom, you lose it. You must refuse to obey. And good for these people. Again, another good sign here. They approved the motion to adjourn was approved to 2-1 vote. There you go. Let's get out of here. The same thing happened in France on Bastille Day. You had Macron go out and he wasn't wearing a mask. And you know who got in his face? The yellow vests. And the press and the entourage protecting Macron were just apoplectic. Oh, this is such a security. We got to get him out of here. We got to get him out of here. And, you know, he acted cool about the whole thing. Said, I'm exercising my freedom here, and so are they, or whatever. But not these people in Utah who were going to mask the kids. Many of the approximately 100 people in the audience, however, stayed. And so they aired their concerns about a mask mandate from the Utah governor requiring all K through 12 students to wear masks in schools. And so it was a pretty rowdy, there too. And they said, this is exactly the opposite of what you need to be doing. You need to be obeying us. We're supposed to be physically distancing and wearing masks, and you're not doing any of these things. They freaked out. Speaking over loud objections from the audience, this commissioner continued, this gathering violates current health recommendations. Well, if they're just recommendations, then go away. They're recommendations and guidelines. No. They tell you the recommendations and guidelines. They are orders. And this is what I've said from the very beginning. All these people say, it's not Trump. He's not anything to do with this. This is the governor's and it's Fauci. And he's like, well, he gave Fauci the podium. And the governors are saying, we have guidelines and recommendations. Now, technically, legally, we're going to make those orders. We're going to treat them as orders. So if they're treating them as orders, they are orders, right? That's where it's coming from. You understand what the source of this is? If you don't understand where this is coming from, we don't have any chance of fighting this and turning it back. You need to be putting pressure on Trump instead of making excuses for him, for his sorry, precedented apathy. Unbelievable what he's allowing to have happen. And it's going to come back to him as well. Take a look at what's going on in China. If you want to know what this is really about, disturbing video shows blindfolded Uyghurs being loaded on trains in China. I showed that clip at the beginning, right? Where you put blindfolds and masks on prisoners. That's what the Iranians did when they took over the U.S. embassy. It's what Fauci and these people are doing when they put the mask on your face. It's what the Chinese are doing to their prisoners. Right now, the mask is to make you obey. It's to get you accustomed. It's to tell you that this is something that you do to respect your fellow citizens. And let me tell you, this is where it's going to end up. These people never have a point at which they're going to stop. I had somebody just tell me this last Sunday. Well, you know, we just have to get through this. We just have to submit to the government and we just have to do this. No, you don't. You have to get them to submit to legitimate authority, which is the Constitution. If they don't submit to the Constitution, they're not legitimate authorities. And you don't submit to tyranny. That is the worst thing you could do. Never submit to tyranny. And it's not going to go away. Once these people establish this, they're going to keep going. They will not stop. It has to be stopped now. That's why the founders of this country fought a war over the principle, not over the amount. It always comes in small baby steps. You can handle a 3% tax on tea. That's not a big deal. Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather pay a 3% tax on tea than risk my life, risk my fortune, risk my honor. They took their honor seriously. When's the last time you heard anybody in America talk about honor? We don't value honor. We don't value principles. We don't even understand principles in this country. So yeah, you want to go the way of the slave and the prisoner? Because every time you trade off your freedom for security, for the promise of security, you don't get that security. You don't get that check in the mail. What you get is another slice of slavery, another chain put on your arms. Every time you think that you're going to buy off, you know, get some safety and prosperity or whatever by becoming more of a slave, what a foolish thing that is. And when we look at what the process is going to be with this lockdown, understand that the whole purpose of the lockdown is to keep us in an economic depression throughout the 2020 election. Understand, this is exactly what China wants us to do. Because China is already starting to grow its economy. You talk about the bio-warfare issue, you know, whether this is something that was generated in the lab. Most likely. Hopefully it is not nearly as dangerous, and it doesn't appear to be as dangerous. It appears to be much less dangerous, especially to school kids. Anybody that's under the age of about 65, it looks to be much, much less dangerous than the flu. But the real engineering of this was the social engineering. The real engineering of this was China showing everybody, we're going to lock down everything. Now you follow our example. And they're keeping us locked down while they open up their economy. A.G. Barr talks about that. We'll have that when we come back.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate, control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now. There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back at these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Americans have had freedom for so long. And most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long. And we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented. And that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Folks, lockdown 2.0. This new wave of lockdowns will ensure the U.S. remains in an economic depression throughout the 2020 election, writes Michael Snyder. And he's absolutely right. This is very political. It's not medical, and I'll give you the proof of this in just a second here. Resisting pressure from President Donald Trump, three of the nation's largest school districts said Monday that they will begin the new school year with all students learning from home. L.A., San Diego, Atlanta. Other major cities are expected to follow suit. Now, this is the key thing, because if you keep the schools closed, people can't go back to work. Because for most people, school is daycare. And we need to start thinking about how we're going to fix that. How we're going to not abandon our children to the state. How we're not going to turn them over to raise them. Because you can see the products of what they churn out in the factory school system. They're in the streets now. They're attacking people, their hatred, their racism, their Marxism. They hate our country, they hate our culture, they hate our legal system. They hate us because of the color of our skin. This is what they have turned out. These godless atheists of the secular humanist institutions. And if you want your kids raised by them, if you want your kids totally alienated from you and from the culture that you grew up in, you look at this and it's like, where did this come from? It came from the schools that you turned them over to babysit. But this is what it has become. Our factory school system. And the widgets that are coming out, we call them Antifa. Social justice warriors. But that's, right now, that's where people are. Now maybe that's really what we ought to do. Instead of figuring out how we're going to get the schools open again and push the kids in there. Maybe right now you get smart about this. And you say, I could maybe, you know, save the future by paying attention to my children. Children will always consider to be the future. We don't really think about that anymore. We have become so self-centered, we don't think about our children, our grandchildren, or where the country's going to be in the future. That's why we're dying. As a culture, as a nation, because we don't invest in our children. We shunt them off to the side and let the state raise them. We are a dying civilization because we don't value our children. So maybe that's where we start, right? But right now, they've got people by this mindset. And maybe the best thing that President Trump could do, rather than hectoring them to open up the schools, that he also said, hey, this is what's destroying our country. He said that in the speech that somebody wrote for him at Mount Rushmore. Maybe he could get smart. Somebody could get smart and tell everybody, fine, keep the schools closed. And let's not spend the money on the teachers paying them to stay home. And let's figure out what we're going to do with our kids, ourselves. Let's take responsibility for our kids ourselves so that we can have freedom. You don't have freedom if you won't take responsibility. If you want to turn your kids over to the state, you will be slaves. Locking America down again is exactly what China wants because it will ruin us, writes the Federalist. They said the governors of Texas and California, of course, recently reimposed coronavirus lockdowns despite falling death rates and health care capacity far beyond hospitalization rates. And this is because you've got our so-called national health experts like Fauci lying about what he already knows and knew 15 years ago, that hydroxychloroquine and many other things are very effective at fighting coronaviruses. It doesn't matter if they tweaked it in a Wuhan lab. You can still very effectively fight it with these tactics. And his own organization wrote the paper on it 15 years ago. And then he lied. Oh, we don't know anything about that. We'll have to do some tests. You already did it 15 years ago, you lying piece of filth. Lockdowns are not necessary to prevent coronavirus deaths, writes the Federalist, since the current capacity for treating cases is far above what is needed. And we have treatments. We have a lot of treatments. They're effective. They are not risky like these vaccines. Unfortunately, they don't make a lot of money for the big pharmaceutical companies. So we have to pretend they don't exist, because it's also useful for the new social controls, political controls they want to enact on us, and for their political agenda. Which is definitely, that's what Michael Snyder was talking about, how they're using this for political advantage. But they're also letting people suffer and die for profits, pretending that there's no treatment when there really is. Further, lockdowns accelerate systemic weaknesses such as our national debt, poor education, large numbers of working-age men who do not work, failure to pay for decades of overspending at both the national and state level. Now the people are getting the free checks, and some of them are getting more money than they did before. And they're spending it. They're not saving it. This is just a temporary thing, and it's all going to go away, and we don't have to worry about some kind of coming economic collapse or anything like that. Let's just party. So we look at where this is going. Let me tell you, give you a good example of why the lockdown stuff is absolute garbage and nonsense. Sweden is a great example, and we can talk about that. That's why they focus on Sweden so much. And yeah, they had higher than some other places, but they had much lower case fatality rate, the rate, much, much lower than places that did heavy lockdown, like Spain, like Italy, like New York. Nobody had as high, just here in the U.S., if we look at the place that did the hardest lockdown and is still doing the hardest lockdown, New York, it should tell you that it doesn't work. Here's another data point for you. Argentinian health officials are scrambling to understand how nearly every crew member of a ship, which just spent 35 days at sea, was found to have contracted coronavirus upon returning to land. All 61 sailors aboard the trawler tested negative upon departure from Buenos Aires in late May. After weeks at sea, some crew members started to display symptoms typical of COVID-19, and the ship returned to port. All but four on board the ship tested positive upon their return. Now officials are struggling to piece together how the disease reached the isolated ship. It's hard to establish how this crew was infected, considering that for 35 days they had no contact with dry land. They're struggling to figure that out in New York, too, where they did the lockdown from the very beginning. And they said, we found that we had the highest rate, these people who never left their apartment. How did that happen? At first we thought, maybe they had taken public transportation, but that didn't happen either. So what's going on with this? First of all, they didn't really understand it. Secondly, don't fear it, because we have treatments if you ignore what Fauci is doing. Don't go for his expensive, ineffective Gilead pharmaceutical remdesivir. There are doctors who will tell you the truth. There are many different things that you can use to work with this very effectively. Some people say, hey, look, we've got steroids. So then a smart doctor in Texas, who's been an emergency room technician for 28 years, said steroids. Asthma medicine is steroids. And with an asthma inhaler, that steroid is sent right to the point of the fire to put it out. Yeah, I've had great success with that. We got a lot of different ways to treat this. What is killing us is the lockdown. On treatments and on information and on people with suicides.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt that the media called Nazi, which, of course, it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, I said a little bit earlier, and I've said it many times, the most dangerous thing that China did was not in the lab, but in terms of locking down Wuhan. They set the pattern, never been done anywhere before. They created the panic, and they showed the problem, solution. Panic, solution. Panic, solution. And everybody did it on cue. It helped them to prepare the public for what the globalists wanted to do. China has been the cat's paw for the globalists for everything. It has been their test bed, their beta test site for doing biometric surveillance of everybody, the social credit system, controlling everybody. With technology, enslaving their workers, and we're following right down that path. And China has always done everything the globalists wanted to do, from the one-child policy that was done 40 years ago, 50 years ago, whenever they put it in, was it 70s, I think? They said, oh, yeah, you want us to reduce the global population? We would be fine with that. Go ahead. Yeah, we'll do it. One-child policy, no problem. And so now they've become the first economy to grow since the virus pandemic. They had a lot of people who look at this and say, wait a minute, they put this thing out. They knew about this. They lied about it. They covered it up till they could buy protective equipment and everything and then build up a big market and then sell protective equipment. They sold us test kits that were already pre-contaminated with COVID-19. And a lot of jurisdictions that bought those had to eat the cost. Well, can you see what's going on with this? Can you see the fact that they're laughing up their sleeve? Look, they all bought it. They all shut down their economy. And now we're opening up ours. They had a 3.2% expansion in the last quarter. And so Bill Barr talked to some business leaders, and he said, China may be using you as an illegal foreign agent. Now, I've got a lot of issues with Bill Barr, but I think he was spot on in terms of this angle, and I'll tell you why. But first, let's hear what Bill Barr has to say. Video clip number 6.
The CCP has long used public threats of retaliation and barred market access to exert influence. More recently, however, the CCP has also stepped up behind-the-scenes efforts to cultivate and coerce American business executives to further its political objectives, efforts that are all the more pernicious because they are largely hidden from public view. As China's government loses credibility around the world, the Justice Department has seen more and more PRC officials and their proxies reaching out to corporate leaders and inveighing them to favor policies and actions favored by the Chinese Communist Party. Their objective varies, but their pitch is generally the same. The business person has economic interests in China, and there is a suggestion that things will go better or worse for them, depending on their response to PRC's request. Privately pressuring and courting American corporate leaders to promote policies or U.S. politicians presents a significant threat because hiding behind American voices allows the Chinese government to elevate its influence campaigns and put a friendly face on its pro-regime policies. The legislator or the policymaker who hears from these American businessmen is properly more sympathetic to that constituent than to a foreigner. And by masking its participation in our political process, the PRC avoids accountability for its influence efforts and the public outcry that might result if its lobbying were exposed.
Okay, so what Barr is talking about is the influence that Hollywood is feeling from the Chinese, that the universities are feeling from the Chinese. They're buying their way into these different institutions, of course. You know, the movie about the, it was Midway, the remake of the Midway movie, which I saw, and I thought it was really pretty good. I really did like it. Really good special effects, and it would not have been made, if they couldn't have gotten the backing from the Chinese. And the Chinese did it with a condition that they would highlight the fact that the Doolittle raid, I don't want to know how far I want to get into the history here, but the Doolittle raid was a very brave attempt to bring up morale. And so you had, Jimmy Doolittle and his people had some army planes that were really not meant to take off of carriers, but they were longer range bombers. And, they were going to strike, and they did strike, do a bombing raid on Japan. And it was something that was very, very important, not so much for the particular battle, but for morale. And, they had, for a number of circumstances, they had to, go early, and that meant that they did not have enough fuel to be able to get back to the carriers that had them there. They weren't sure that they were going to be able to land on the carriers, or rather, they weren't going to come back to the carriers. They needed to get to a safe destination, and they weren't going to be able to do that. And so they had to land in China. And so the stipulation from the Chinese was that they would show how the the Chinese showed up and how they rescued, helped the Doolittle flyers to get out. And then at the very end of the movie, no spoiler alert here. Go learn your history outside of Hollywood. Know your history before you watch these things, pretty much, so you're not lied to. But yeah, spoiler alert, it's not going to ruin it for you anyway. At the very end of the movie, it shows the Japanese coming in and putting to death the Chinese who had helped the Doolittle pilots get out. And so they got into, they had to land in areas that were controlled ostensibly by the Japanese already. And they had the guerrilla fighters there help them to get out. So that was stipulated to be put in there by the Chinese. Now that was harmless. I mean, that's real history. And we don't have to demonize everything the Chinese did. They did something right. Give them a hand, you know. Let them be heroes there. But it just shows how they can buy their way in a very subtle way. That's basically what Barr is saying. I don't know specifically what he was talking about, but, you know, he's focusing in the speech. He's talking about the things that are happening in Hollywood That is, if you want to always portray a particular group as heroes and another group as villains, which is what they're doing to white males here in the U.S., that has a very serious consequence down the road. And also with academia. And they have infiltrated academia. They've got a lot of things they want to get out of academia. They want to weave their way into the hearts and minds and the pocketbooks of these intellectuals who are going to be steering minds. And they also want to get technology and information that they have at the same time. And so he says China is waging an economic blitzkrieg. There's an information blitzkrieg that's going on. It is a global blitzkrieg. We have global media. And we need to be very, very aware of this. Look, we talk about public-private partnerships. There is a globalist corporate, multinational corporate and communist partnership. So multinational corporations and communist China. China is not a communist nation, really, except in some of its philosophy. But in reality, it's a fascist country. Why? Because you have a merger of business and government. You don't open or operate a government unless you've a business unless you paid off or partnered with people in government. They get a part of it. It's like, you know, the mafia, essentially. And that's part of the China price. You have to bring in a Chinese partner, which means somebody that's connected in the Communist Party there. So it's communist in name and it's communist in its philosophy, but in practice, it is fascist. And when we talk about public-private partnership, that's really what we're looking at. And we have now the National Retail Federation is telling all retailers to set a nationwide mask policy. Telling people that coming in and shopping and getting food, that's a privilege that the big retailers will grant you if you do what they say.
The reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19. Oh.
No, don't seduke me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation. He carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. Because, you know, for girls, there's five different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. And it's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth, and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get. Much of the United States bureaucracy, all of Hollywood, and most of our media is under international banking control. The United Nations was set up by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record to carry out this operation. Now, under the guise of medical security, they're bringing us medical tyranny. And we see much of the federal government, the Democrats, the Republicans, all saying, except for Trump and a few people, that we need a nationwide force mask mandate to make everyone wear a mask. Even though just months ago we had the Surgeon General and others say, don't wear a mask, it's all a fraud. Now they say you must wear a mask. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of submission. I know you as listeners understand that. But we need sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and others to stand up and say, we are sanctuary cities for reality and for state and local sovereignty against the globalists. This isn't the federal government taking over. It's the UN through the federal government, and we as American citizens must say no.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
For official purposes, everyone has a number. Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
6 of one, half a dozen of another.
Is this what they did to you? Is this how they tried to break you till they got what they were after?
In your heads must
That's
still
right,
be
I will not
brave.
Be in your filed, indexed, briefed, debriefed, numbered, or masked. And this is what they want, folks. If you don't wear your mask, you're just not mutual enough. It's very non-mutual of you, prisoner. All right, go ahead and kill that. And let's tell you where this is coming here. We have the National Retail Federation. You know, we talked about how Walmart is rolling this out. 65% of their stores are in areas where not even the Democrat governors are demanding that people wear masks. So Walmart's going to demand it. And now we've got the National Retail Federation. Very, very happy about that at the same time. It's kind of a coordinated thing. This all happened on the same day. Thanks to a listener who sent me a heads up on this. Same day that Walmart did this, you had CNN say, well, you know, the president's not leading us out of this health crisis. It's up to us as our big corporations and our corporate sponsors. And they're going to do this for you. And they're going to keep you safe until our other major corporate sponsors, big pharmaceutical companies, have the vaccines ready for you and the patented medicine and so forth. And at the same time that Walmart was doing it, that CNN was writing this article, you've got the National Retail Federation, big trade group. And let me tell you, the National Retail Federation, they don't care about the small businesses that are being shut down. Not at all. No. They're about the Walmarts and the Krogers and the Starbucks and the Best Buys and the BJs. They said they issued the following statement. This is coming from their own website, the National Retail Federation site. We're encouraging all retailers to adopt a nationwide policy because, see, this is the national big box retailers, the Wall Street retailers, not the Main Street retailers. A nationwide policy for all you nationwide retailers that requires customers to wear face coverings or masks to protect the health and well-being of customers, associates, and partners during this pandemic. It's not a pandemic. Not a pandemic. It's not everywhere. Like I said, Cambodia, they're already moving in. The Chinese are already moving in. The Europeans are moving in, buying up people's identities for 20 bucks in cash. And they've had zero deaths, 140 cases in a country of nearly 17 million. Anyway, NRF applauds the leadership of companies like Walmart, Starbucks. Oh, yeah, there you go. Best Buy, BJ's Wholesale Club. Here's your list of people that you don't want to do business with. Avoid these people at all cost. Call it a boycott. Maybe you call it a mascot. How about that? Mascot. That's kind of catchy. Mascot. Apple, Costco, others that have implemented nationwide mask mandates. We hope today's announcement by Walmart, the world's largest retailer, that it will be enforcing a policy requiring customers to wear masks in 65% of the places where they're not required by law, by executive order. Because these executive orders are not legal or constitutional. You can't force people who aren't sick to quarantine or to wear a face covering. Show me in the Constitution where they have that power. So they said, we think this is going to be a tipping point in the public health debate. I think it will be a tipping point. And they said, this is a letter that they co-signed. The National Retail Federation co-signed this with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable. The Chinese multinational globalists. That's who these people are. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Business Roundtable. As a matter of fact, you know, when Barr is talking about business leaders and saying, China may be using you as an illegal foreign agent. Do you think China and Walmart, their biggest retail sales outlet, you know, they say that Walmart is the biggest retail outlet in America, gets all of its stuff from China. That's what they're doing. They're pushing the China. What Walmart is doing, what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is doing, what the National Retail Federation is doing, they're pushing China's lockdown of our economy. They're pushing the globalist plan of submission and tracking. They go on to say, Walmart and Sam's Club and Kroger's and Costco and Starbucks and Best Buy's and Panera Bread are issuing a nationwide requirement for customers to wear masks inside their stores. That's too bad. My wife just went to Panera Bread. She said they're very decent at that place, and I guess they're going to shut this down nationally. Can't have any people at a local store treat you like a human being. No, no, no. We're going to enforce this from the globalist tentacles flowing out of China through the multinational corporations, through the Wall Street retailers, down to you. Because, you know, after 123 days, they've basically shut down their competition with this lockdown. So now comes the hammer from these globalists. And they said, this is great. Walmart is setting up this new job of a health ambassador. They're giving them black shirts. Yeah, because a brown shirt would be a little bit too obvious. They don't have a sense of humor about it, I guess, like Disney, where Disney sent out their stormtroopers to do this. Owning the Star Wars franchise. Kroger, the largest U.S. supermarket chain, says you're not going to be able to buy food unless you wear a mask. How about that? Can't go to Walmart, can't go to Kroger, can't go. They're going to shut it down with all of these grocery stores. And this is what the NRF said. Quote, shopping in a store is a privilege, not a right. Now, this goes back to 2 years ago when we were shut down on social media. The first ones to get purged off of social media, InfoWars, purged this show as well. And I said at the time, all right, if you're, these people are going to say that their business model, this is not a mall, you know, Twitter and YouTube, they're not a mall. They put themselves out there as the public square. As a matter of fact, Jack Dorsey of Twitter said in hearings immediately after that, eight times he said Twitter is a public square. Before that, they'd said Twitter is the free speech wing of the free speech party. And we're the public square. And we had a Supreme Court case that was established the fact that Marsh versus Alabama, back in the 1940s, when we still respected the Constitution, when we still respected individual rights that this country was founded on, we said, no, a corporation can't take your fundamental rights. Even if they own the public square, your rights transcend that. So I guess, you know, if they don't want black customers in their stores, they can say this is our private property. Eating at the lunch counter is a privilege. And you're not going to be allowed to do that because we don't like what's on your face. It's like the color of your skin or something. Now they can say, well, you're not going to eat at the lunch counter. You're not going to be able to take food home to your family because we don't like what's not on your face. And it's a privilege for you to get into our store. Is that what you want in America? Do you want these people who own everything to tell you that your whole life is a privilege? I said this about free speech at the time. I said, we've already had this principle understood by the Supreme Court, said, you can't kick this woman out. Even if you own the public square, you can't kick her out. Now, they have come in after this and said, you're not going to be allowed to hand out flyers in a mall because a mall is a retail space and that's not about free speech. But the public square is about free speech. This is about free speech. And quite frankly, I think we're on very dangerous ground. And when you look at where Google and these technocratic elites, these big corporations that own everything, if you look at where they're headed, it's not going to stop with the stores. It's going to go out onto the streets, onto sidewalk labs, as Google calls their smart cities, where you are part of the Internet of Things. They own all things, and they believe that they own you. They're going to start controlling. They're going to turn over as private property. They'll grant to these corporations like Google. They've already been ceded land to do their experiments. And they will watch and track everything that you do. If they don't like what you do, they will shut down your activity because now everything becomes a privilege granted by corporations. This is true fascism. I really am anti-fascist. I'm against government and corporation taking away our God-given rights. And that's exactly what this is about. More on this when we come back. Folks, take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You've been good to stand with us as we've been shut down by these fascists. And we provide great products at great prices. We got free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin D, our Winter Sun Plus, 50% off.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security. And it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now, the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right, the Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in lifetime. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Let's talk a little bit about this bubble economy that we're in. And of course, I mean that literally. I've shown this clip, must have been a month or so ago. And I thought it was hilarious. But actually, nothing that is absurd or ridiculous will not make a lot of money this day and age. Matter of fact, if you cannot go broke if you don't underestimate the stupidity of the public. And now this is becoming a thing, this bubble that straps over your shoulders and goes all the way down and straps around just below your rib cage there. A big face as Visor Technologies. And so this is the new BioVisor, a stylish biosuit fitted with powered air purifying N95 respirator and anti-fog windows. Suit resembles a plastic bubble worn by Jake Gyllenhaal in the 2001 movie Bubble Boy. And yes, this is the bubble economy that we have here. And let me tell you what the real bubble is. You know, I talked yesterday about the madness of crowds, about the South Sea stock bubble, about the tulip bubble, these things that have, rages that have happened in the past. Well, now, you know, we have a literal bubble, and that's based on the corona fear bubble. The corona fear bubble. But there's another part of the bubble economy, and that is the stock market. The stock market is periodically getting injections of a very dangerous and addictive drug I call hopium. And that is these ridiculous narratives about vaccines. Of course, they're going to make a lot of money out of this. Make no doubt about it. They've already made a lot of money. I mean, just on the hope of creating a vaccine, the Trump administration, with its Operation Warp Speed, has handed out $500 million to multiple companies. Some of them have gotten $1 billion, $1.2 billion, $1.6 billion. They've got $10 billion at least to hand out. And if they need more money, well, they're just throw more money into that as well. One good example of the idiocy and the corruption of the stock market is the fact that Tesla's share of the global auto market is 0.8%. 0.8%. That means that everybody else makes 99.2% of the cars that are sold. Tesla makes 0.8% of the cars sold. And everybody else makes 99.2%. Now, that 99.2% of the cars that are sold and the companies that sell them, their stock combined is one-third of what Tesla's stock is now. Tesla's stock is 300% greater than the rest of the companies, auto companies combined, even though they make 99.2% of the cars out there. This is the psychology that we're having to deal with here. This is why people are so easily manipulated into this coronavirus fear bubble. Over 50 million Americans have now filed for first-time jobless benefits since the lockdowns began. And the reason that this number is coming out now, this has been here for quite some time. It's just it took a long time for people to be able to log in and report that they're unemployed because the capacity of the system couldn't handle it, kept crashing the unemployment sites. And so now it's over 50 million people put out of a job because of government mandates and government orders. Nevertheless, they haven't felt the bubble hit yet. You see? It's just like the Tesla thing. What we're seeing now with individuals is very much like the Tesla stock. There is no reality behind this. This is an inflated bubble, and we've been living in a bubble since the Great Recession of 2007-2008. As J.P. Morgan puts it, as people, unemployed Americans, are spending more than they had when they had jobs. Our estimates suggest that the expiration of this will result in large spending cuts with potentially negative effects on both households and macroeconomic activity. The way I would put it is we're going to experience a Wile E. Coyote moment. We realize that we've been running on thin air. We'll be right back.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Well, folks, I saw a little bit of good news yesterday, and the governor of Georgia is not caving into the mask mob. I tweeted it out. He is now suing the Atlanta mayor over her mask mandate in the city of Atlanta. And I said this is really good, but he's taking a lot of heat for this. A lot of heat from CNN and from the Democrats and the invasion of the Freedom Snatchers. The lawsuit is on behalf of the Atlanta business owners and their hardworking employees who are struggling to survive during these difficult times, he tweeted. These men and women are doing their very best to put food on the table for their families while local elected officials shutter businesses and undermine economic growth. And a good example of this is, of course, Cuomo. At the same time, the Georgia governor is saying, all right, we're going to stop this radical mask mandate from the Atlanta mayor. At the same time, you got Cuomo coming out and saying, we're going to give you a three strikes rule. If we write you up three times for having people in your business, in your place of business who don't have a mask on, we're going to permanently shut you down. Three strikes and you're out. I said, wow. I tweeted that out. I said, if only he was that rough with felons. No. Felons, you get out. COVID, you get out of jail pass for free. Just because we're worried that you might catch it. But if you go into somebody's, as a felon, you go into somebody's business and they see you, they give that, a strike to that business, three strikes and your whole life, you get a life sentence on your economic struggles. And that's what a lot of people have gotten. A life sentence on their life work to shut it down. I said, I've watched these people like Cuomo, people of his ilk. My father and both my grandfathers started their own business. They didn't have anybody hand them anything. I mean, they started at the ground level. And I grew up listening to them talk about how the greatest threat to their life and livelihood was the government. And these people always say, oh, yeah, no, we want you to succeed. Oh, that's good. Yeah, and we need the taxes. They don't need taxes. They can print money. I mean, the whole fact that you would even have taxes in this environment where they're handing out $1 trillion a month of funny money, The taxes are just there to control you. It's just to make sure that you don't have disposable income like them. They don't want anybody challenging them. They want to close off the lower rungs of the ladder so that no matter how hard you work, you can't get to where they are. That's the whole point of socialism, of central control. So make sure that these people on top stay on top. That the 1% of the 1% of the 1% stay there. And so I said, you know, I've watched these people threaten the most optimistic, hardworking people in this country, the people who make the country work. I've watched them threaten those people all of my life. And now they don't even have any pretense that they want you to survive. They're coming to kill you. They're coming to kill your livelihood. They're coming to kill you and your children with vaccines, with a high-tech surveillance and control network. So anyway, good for the governor of Georgia. He gets it. These men and women are doing their very best to put food on the table for their families. And it was at the dinner table that we would talk about how the government was trying to fight us for every crumb. Under the order of the Atlanta mayor, not wearing a mask within Atlanta's city limits was punishable by fine and even up to 6 months in jail. But the governor's office has argued the mayor's plan was not legally enforceable because Kemp signed an executive order that prohibits local action from being more prohibitive than the state's requirement. So, under the executive order, the Republican governor extended the state's public emergency and said face coverings are, quote, strongly encouraged, but not required. See, I like medical advice. I reject medical orders. The mayor of Savannah, Georgia, Van Johnson. Van Johnson, I thought he was dead. Most of you won't get this. Oh, 1940s movie star. Anyway, always the best friend. He's not your best friend if you live in Savannah. Because he says the Governor Kemp does not give a damn about us. Every man and woman for himself and herself. There you go. That's right. Survive the best you can. That's right. That's right. Informed consent is what it's called, Van Johnson. Informed consent. Like when my wife went to Costco, you know, she'd already talked to a manager. They said, yeah, I understand. You got a health condition and you can't wear a mask. That's fine. Just tell them, give them my name. So she goes, and the guy who's been appointed to be the black shirt, stormtrooper, whatever they call him at Costco. Oh, you can't come in here without a mask. No, can't come in. Can't come in. And she says, I have a health issue. You have a health issue? You know, scoffs at her like that. And then just stares at her. She stared back at him. And he goes, well, if you get sick, it's on you. And she says, yes, that's right. Thank you so much. That's right. Every man for himself. So good. One governor is not caving in. But here's another Republican governor out of Maryland. And he comes out and he says, Trump's just not doing enough. Trump is doing way too much. Trump has been pushing these guidelines and recommendations. Trump has left Fauci in charge. Trump is pushing vaccines. Trump is way over the line on this. Way over the line. Too far over the line for me to support him. But the Maryland governor says Trump isn't doing enough. And this is just hopeless. It's just a hopeless situation. So I tweeted out and said, you want to see hopeless? Go to this Republican governor's state. Go to Baltimore, Maryland, if you want to see hopeless. This impotent governor, his name is Larry Hogan, governor of Maryland, a Republican governor. See, parties don't do you any good. You want to support somebody because, oh, look, we're going to fix Maryland because we got an impotent little guy here who can't do anything in his state. And so he whines about other people. You know, he doesn't want you to see what a poor job he's doing. So he's going to whine about President Trump. So, that's exactly the way this is going. And then that brings us to Governor Abbott. Governor Abbott. He says there's no shutdown coming. He's getting some pushback from people because last week he was saying shutdown, 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 shutdown. Better wear the mask because shutdown's coming. And so he says, people are panicking, thinking I'm about to shut down Texas again. Who the hell do you think you are, Abbott? You think you're some damn emperor, Caesar, czar, something like that you can shut down the state? Go ahead. Try to shut down the state. See if we're going to pay any attention to you. You arrogant. The answer is no. That's not my goal. But the only way that we can avoid a shutdown is if we get everybody buying into this process of wearing a face mask. Obey me, he says. Obey me. You obey the Constitution first, and then I'll think about it, okay? Soviet-like snitch hotlines are here in America. This is coming from another Republican governor. Republican Governor Mike DeWine. Now, he tried to do a statewide lockdown like Abbott. And when he declared it, people were very upset in Ohio. So he goes, all right, we'll just do it in the 7 urban areas. You know, because they're all going to be Democrats anyway. So he knows he's going to have the allies there. And this is why I'm saying, you know, you look at these, everybody, oh, it's just the Democrat governors. It's not the Democrat governors. I didn't even pick these guys because of political parties. I'm not trying to make a point that the Republican Party is corrupt. If you can't see that, you're not paying attention to DeWine, to Abbott. So look at the individual. Right now, Kemp's doing a good job. I don't know if he's going to do a good job. Just because he's a Republican doesn't mean he's going to hang in there. He's been tough. He actually, when President Trump wanted him to not open up, he pushed back on President Trump. So good for him. He's got a spine. He understands what's going on. But these guys don't. DeWine then went back to 7 counties after he got the public backlash. And now he's got his public officials out there pushing people to act as Stasi. Oh, you see something, say something. We've got mask mandates out here, so if you see somebody not wearing something, report them, call this number, put it on there, we'll get the sheriff out and get them.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. We've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse. The Betsy Ross flag, our first flag that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So these shirts are at InfoWars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and, of course, trigger libtards everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20 plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
We are selling more.
privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
What makes heroics fight? Fin the bar, fin the bar. What makes heroics fight? Fin the bar. What makes heroics fight? The wet, the assassin's fight. An underparent's fight. We're bloody war, bloody war. An underparent's fight. We're bloody war.
Best Andy War poems and songs I've ever heard. That's lyrics by the poet Robert Burns, a Scottish song. Ye Jacobites by name. What makes heroic strife famed afar? Famed afar? What makes heroic strife famed afar? To whet the assassin's knife or haunt a parent's life with bloody war? With bloody war. You know, Thomas Massie gets it. He says, the Afghanistan war is not worth one more Gold Star family with a bloody war that's going to haunt a parent's life forever. Loss of a child. Thomas Massie said yesterday that he's backing President Trump's effort to pull troops out of Afghanistan. Remember, Thomas Massie was a guy who, because irresponsible, unconstitutional, trillions of dollars being put out after we shut everybody down. Oh, don't worry. We'll put you on a welfare thing. And he opposed that. And for that, President Trump was furious with him. Said, get him out of the Republican Party. Well, the voters didn't think so. And he's shown that he's a bigger man than Trump is, quite frankly, because he will support Trump, regardless of whether he likes him as a person, on these policies. And so he is supporting President Trump on Afghanistan. He said, we are trying to support Trump's efforts in the National Defense Authorization Act by offering an amendment that would codify what he wants to do, which is to get us out of Afghanistan. Not just to withdraw some troops, but to withdraw all of the troops. Massie said he thanked Trump for being the first president in 30 years to avoid starting a war. And they pushed him pretty hard. You know, we had repeat of false flags to try to get us to put troops on the ground in Syria. And when that didn't work, when the tears of Ivanka didn't work to get troops on the ground, yeah, he got him to fire missiles based on a lie and a false flag. But then they stepped it up the final time they did it. They did not only a fake gas attack there in Douma, but at the same time, they sexed it up. Since, you know, it's getting kind of obvious they're doing it the Ides of March. Well, it's time to do another false flag in Syria about a gas attack so we can get the army in there. And so what they did was they sexed that one up with the lies about the Skripal poisoning, supposedly the Soviet agent. And, you know, after having lived and being left alone for 10 years in the UK, somehow he was poisoned with nerve gas, but he didn't die. With Novichok, which is 8 times more deadly than our own nerve gas. I mean, one of the most absurd lies I've ever said. At the beginning of my work here at InfoWars, one of the stories I had was the spy in the bag. They had a spy who was, they found dead, zipped up in a bag in his apartment. It would work for MI5. And they said he committed suicide. But the Skripal poisoning was even more absurd than that. You know, what they did was, as everybody was laughing about this and saying, you know, what are you trying to cover up? Because, I think he had been involved in something that was shady within the, intelligence agency there, or some kind of I forget exactly what it was. There you go. You guys are fast. Thank you. Secrets of the spy in the bag. That's right. He knew something about these people, right? And he winds up dead, zipped up in a bag, a very tiny bag. And so they got, as everybody was laughing about this, they, British intelligence, hired literally a contortionist, a small contortionist, and videotaped them getting himself in the bag. And okay, all right. It is possible if you are a contortionist. I don't know how big that guy was, but I don't think he was a contortionist. I mean, they really had to go through some contortions to get in there. But I said, all right, let's see them do that. But there it is. You guys are really good today here. You picked this stuff up all the way. So I don't know. I said, okay, let's see them do that without leaving any fingerprints or hair or any other things on the outside of the bag there. And sip up that bag. And that's the way, of course, anybody would commit suicide. You know, you would do that. That's always a preferred method. We have a lot of suicides that happen exactly that way. Anyway, the Skripal poisoning was more ridiculous than that. And so they did everything they could to try to get to trick President Trump in. Nikki Haley was the lead person on that here in the U.S., along with Theresa May in the U.K. Thomas Massey from Kentucky thanked President Trump for being the first president in 30 years to avoid starting a war. He said the next struggle would be to convince House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to allow a vote on the amendment. I think she senses that Trump would be stronger in the election if he kept his promise. You think? Do you think there's a lot of us who voted for President Trump who wanted the troops brought home? I mean, this is the most amazing thing when you talk about this. You know, when Massey says, and he's right, it's not worth one more Gold Star family. Not one more family who has lost their child in an unwinnable, unconstitutional war, which basically they've already lost. They've admitted it. There is no winnable path. Rand Paul has made that very clear. He put the guys on the spot and said, well, no, there's not really any way that we can, but we're negotiating a better settlement by staying there. No, you're not. And it's not worth more lives to do that. But, yeah, there's a lot of us who wanted President Trump to end that war and many other wars. Unfortunately, you know, although President Trump hasn't started any new wars, like Obama, like George W. Bush, like Obama, he is going to have all of these wars continue throughout his entire presidency. And we had hope, that was one of the big hopes that we had for President Trump, was that he was going to end these wars. And if he did, it would really help him. If he would protect our border and bring the military home to protect our border instead of patrolling other borders in other countries for no reason. He said, also, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs and I have sent an open letter to the president encouraging him to follow his gut instinct because it will help him in the election. Not to mention that's the right thing to do. Not to mention that it would be supporting the Constitution. But let me tell you where the war is going to be. The war is going to be here in America. It's going to be against Americans, and it's going to be against U.S. troops. You know, it's not just losing your child in a war. It's losing your child to autism or losing your child to a vaccine. You know, this has happened. We had a situation in America, in Samoa. We had two toddlers go in. One of them gets their MMR vaccine shot, immediately died. And the other mother said, all right, we're leaving. And said, no, you've got to have your kids, got to be shot. You know, so they put the kid in, gave him the shot. That kid immediately died. And eventually they said, well, we can't hold the vaccine manufacturers for any liability here. And, you know, the hospital's too big. It must be the nurses. And perhaps they didn't refrigerate this enough or something like that. Let me tell you who the first people are going to be to get the vaccines. It's going to be U.S. troops, and I'll tell you why when we come back. They don't regard their life when it comes to Afghanistan. That's why all this talk about, oh, look, there's Russian hit squads out there. If you really cared about their lives, you wouldn't be trying to use that against Trump. You'd be bringing them home, Pelosi.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt that the media called Nazi, which, of course, it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Cool that under the Megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about. And, oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now, and the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us. Three reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys, water down its roots with tea. And the sun will always shine on the old Liberty Tree. It's a tall old tree.
Welcome back. I was just telling you before we went to break that U.S. troops are going to be among the first to get COVID-19 vaccine. Maybe we'll bring some of the troops home. Maybe we'll get them out of harm's way. You know, you have the, it's incredible to me, the hypocrisy of the Democrats. Weeping crocodile tears. Oh, look, we got the Russians with a hit list to assassinate troops in Afghanistan. But don't take them out of there. Leave them there. For what? What purpose? So Thomas Massey is saying, hey, it would help President Trump's election. And it would be the right thing to do. And it's not worth one more Gold Star family. Afghanistan is not worth it. Just leave. And he and Andy Biggs are saying, you know, we'll support you, and you need to use this against Pelosi because she's using it against you. But when we talk about this, when we talk about war, is it heroic? Is it heroic for us to use our troops or volunteers for vaccines, for example? Because they're going to be on the front lines of the vaccines as well. The same U.S. government that treats their lives so cheaply are going to use them to experiment on. We've already seen this. Gulf War syndrome, other things like that. We've had many people talk about how many vaccines they had to get, how they were used as guinea pigs. This will be something that will haunt a parent's life. Watch their child suffer with illnesses that they've contracted from these vaccines. Of course, they'll never be exactly sure where this came from. Operation Warp Speed has a goal of delivering 300 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine by January, this January. And the U.S. military is all over this, reports vaccinereaction.org. We have General Gustav Perna, the Chief Operating Officer of Operation Warp Speed. Army Lieutenant General Paul Ostrowski, the leading supply, production, and distribution directorate. Army Brigadier General Michael McMurray, leading the Security Assurance Directorate. Well, that almost sounds like a Soviet directorate, doesn't it? In addition, 36 additional Department of Defense personnel are working on Operation Warp Speed. Now, of course, as I pointed out yesterday, we have an admiral who is part of the coronavirus task force pushing back against President Trump. We don't lie. We don't lie here on the coronavirus task force. No, no, no. Of course they don't. Walter Reed Army Institute of Research announced that it has selected a lead vaccine candidate among many that it was Army researchers have been working on since the beginning of the year. Oh, yeah, maybe they were working on it even before it was rolled out. Who knows? But does that concern you, the big involvement of the military? And, of course, that's not even part of the price tag of the $10 billion that they're handing out to these big pharmaceutical companies. There was some bad news for Moderna. Not only did they have more than half of the people have adverse reactions to their vaccine, and some of them serious adverse reactions, but they also find that the antibodies disappear not long after infection. As these people were doing some of the tests, they said it appeared to show that the antibodies to the virus disappeared more quickly than antibodies for other coronaviruses. They said one of the people working on this said, well, if the vaccine response drops off like the natural response does, it does mean that we would have to give repeat ones. See, there you go. It's not a bug. It's a feature. And Fauci had already said that. You know, we may have to give this multiple times. We might have to be like an annual thing. You know, like maybe the flu shot we've been hectoring you to get all, every year. Maybe now we've got the way to make you take that. And the same way that they were pushing out the MMR vaccine, saying it's going to be mandatory if you want to get an education. Oh, now they've got all that rolled up into one. So, yeah, isn't this nice? It just, it's a panacea, this pandemic is, a panacea for everything that they had planned to do. It doesn't matter whether it's tracking you, doesn't matter whether it is eliminating the middle class businesses and jobs and replacing you with robots and artificial intelligence, or whether it's pushing out a eugenicist vaccine agenda. Profits for big pharmaceutical companies who, thanks to Anthony Fauci, first thing he did when he got there was to make sure that the pharmaceutical companies, he pushed that bill through to give them the 1986 Act, pushed that through to make sure they don't have any legal liability for any damage that they do to people or people that they kill. So, yeah, they can roll this stuff out. They don't have to worry This is one of the reasons why they don't have to test it. They don't have to worry about any financial responsibility for damaging people. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody could do that with their cars and everything else, right? No, no, we don't allow that. Importantly, the body does not always respond in the same way to a vaccine as it does to an infection, said one of the researchers. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it does. It responds differently to a vaccine than it does to an infection. Because infections don't usually give you autoimmune disease or autism or things like that. So we expect that the people are going to be protected even though these antibodies are disappearing. We still think they're going to be protected. But if they aren't, we can force you to do this every year. Whatever. Because you belong to us now. Only large-scale clinical trials will eventually lead humanity to the truth. Confirmation of the correlation between antibody titers and protection against COVID-19 will be possible only in a large clinical efficacy study. Zero Hedge points out, well, if stocks keep moving lower, we imagine we'll be seeing some more positive-sounding vaccine news in the very near future. They understand what's going on. They understand that the drug of choice here is hopium. And that's what they use to give Wall Street a new high. You know, we had the opioid epidemic that was given to us by unscrupulous big pharmaceutical executives. And now we have the hopium epidemic that's being pushed by these same people. And by the NIH and people like Francis Collins, who is the boss and co-conspirator of Anthony Fauci. U.S. approves two coronavirus vaccines for fast track testing, and 100 million doses to be produced by the end of the year. They've approved the Pfizer and the BioNTech vaccines, but they're already making millions of doses. Isn't that interesting? They haven't tested them, but they're already manufacturing them. And Francis Collins said, you know, there is this investment in manufacturing tens of millions of doses of these vaccines even before we know if they're going to work. Because it'd be really sad if we were celebrating in December saying, hey, we've got a vaccine that works. But there were no doses left to offer to the people who need it. Wouldn't it also be sad if we found out that there's a vaccine that we're going to make a requirement for participating in society? Wouldn't it be sad if we then found out that that vaccine harmed or killed people? Oh, no, they wouldn't care about that because they don't have any liability for that. Wouldn't it be sad if they found out their stock was crashing because it was ineffective? Oh, no, they wouldn't care about that either. Futures jumped on Monday on hopium, on vaccine optimism. The futures jumped up above 3,200 just based on hopium because that's moving the entire market. And when you look at this hopioid epidemic that is sweeping Wall Street, just remember, as this is rolling out, we still have the consequences of the opioid epidemic, bribing doctors, a $678 million settlement thanks to a drug company whistleblower who wore a wire for the feds. This guy landed his dream job as a sales representative for Novartis Pharmaceuticals in 1999. Thought he'd be doing good for society and for himself. He had no idea that just over a decade later, he'd be part of a vast federal investigation into kickbacks at Novartis. His year-long effort to blow the whistle paid off. The Justice Department announced a $678 million settlement with the company. The problem is we're giving that much money to these people to push vaccines out and to manufacture these things, and they're untested. How do you square this? You've got the federal government on the one hand coming after the opioid epidemic, and on the other end, they're pushing out this opioid epidemic and this dangerous untested vaccine.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95, you get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In our coming Stasi America with a K. You know, there was an op-ed piece that came out at the end of June on Forbes from a doctor who is a physician and president of an organization called Ending Pandemics. Oh, there you go. I wonder if they get money from the Gates Foundation. I don't know. But what he had to say was pretty amazing. The whole attitude here is that wearing a mask is a sign of mutual respect. And, you got to respect his choice. His choice is to wear a mask. And so I have to respect his choice, just like, you know, they are offended over something, you know, my culture or something about me offends them. It might be because they're ignorant or bigoted about history or a particular people group or skin color. But I have to bow down to their to what they think. I have to respect that, right? And it doesn't have to be mutual. He says it's mutual respect, but when they always say this, it isn't mutual. They don't respect my choice not to wear a mask. See, it's my choice or his choice. No, no, no. It's his way or the highway. Same type of attitude we see when it comes to their gender choices or their pronouns or whatever. No, they expect me to participate in their fantasy and their costume party. I don't care how they dress or what they do in their private life, but I care when they make me become a part of it. I'm not going to be a part of their tea party. I'm not going to wear their costume party. I'm not going to respect their costume party, and I'm not going to respect their masquerade either. And so, like we were saying earlier, you know, we're talking about the prisoner. If you don't do this, you are non-mutual. This is mutual respect. He says, while it might be my preference to keep us all locked down for much longer, as I witness this bad behavior, people not wearing a mask, he says, I am also cognizant that we can't stay in our homes forever. People need to return to work. They want to go back to school. They long to enjoy recreational activities again. I want to be able to go to the beach. They want to relax at the beach. I want to go dining and traveling. My reluctance to do all these activities is amplified by the refusal of many to wear masks. See, you're the reason he can't do any of this stuff. No, the reason is his unscientific fear and paranoia. Cloth masks aren't going to save you. You're not a physician if you're pushing that. He says you wear a mask to protect others, and others wear a mask to protect you. You see? That's what they tell you about vaccines. This is training for a vaccine. You get a vaccine to protect other people. It's not to protect you. Because if it was to protect you, you wouldn't care if other people got it, right? If the mask really protected you, you wouldn't care if other people wore the mask or not. But a cloth mask, not, you know, even an N95 mask is not going to protect you. And medical professionals know this. That's why they wear an N95 mask and a face shield and so forth. They wear a lot of different things, and they're very careful about how they use them. And they wear an N95 mask, not a cloth mask by itself. It's not going to protect you. Wearing a mask is a true sign of respect for others. Wearing a mask tells the person you pass on the street that you respect them as a fellow human. Do you respect me as a fellow human? Or do you think that we have moved beyond freedom and dignity? And I must bow to your ignorance and your bigotry on every issue. And on every issue, that's exactly where this guy is. He is a social justice warrior. He goes, I'm completely supportive of the Black Lives Matter organization. You know, but I would like for them to wear masks too, though. So he's getting really, you know, let me distance myself enough from the Black Lives Matter group to say that they should wear masks. Oh, he's going out on a limb here. He could get purged here. He said, during this pandemic, bringing people of all ages and races and ethnicities and sexual orientation and gender in support of Black Lives Matter. Wait a minute. It sounds like he's saying all lives matter. No, no, no. No, no, no. Just the radical LGBT, BLM, plus, yeah. This is a thoroughly postmodern Millie, this guy is. Blacks, Latinos, Native Americans, they continue to be disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. And the people who are killing everybody are the people who aren't wearing masks. They've now decided this, even though case fatalities are dropping. Why are they dropping? Because they do have successful treatments that they're trying to keep under the table and not let anybody know about it. And so in light of that, we also have the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that if you are not respecting their wishes, if you're non-mutual, if you don't show mutual respect and wear your mask to protect them, they say that any person who refuses to take COVID-19 vaccines, we're going to have to do something about them as well. There should be substantive penalties. And they wrote an op-ed piece, interestingly enough, exactly the same day that this guy wrote his piece in Forbes. It's almost like they're working together or something. I don't know. Ensuring uptake of vaccines against COVID-19. They suggested the suspension of employment would be less coercive manner of enforcing vaccine compliance than fines or other criminal penalties. See where they're going with this? State mandates should not be structured as compulsory vaccination. Instead, noncompliance should incur a penalty. And they say that would include things like employment suspension or stay-at-home orders for persons in designated high-priority groups who refuse vaccination. Now, here's the key point, folks. That they're going to penalize you, just like this guy wants to penalize you. See, you're the problem. Not wearing your mask means that he can't go out and go travel. He can't go to the beach. He can't go dining. His kids can't go to school because you're not wearing your mask. And the same thing is being said by the New England Journal of Medicine about vaccines already. And they said, neither fines nor criminal penalties should be used. Well, why is that? Well, because criminal penalties invite legal challenges on procedural due process grounds. In other words, let's do this with bureaucratic rules from medical professionals, because then they won't have any recourse to complain about due process and procedure. This has been the pattern for the war on drugs. It's been the pattern for the IRS. It's been the pattern for everything that government has done. And these people, these doctors who are the Quislings collaborating with the government, the co-conspirators, they understand that. They say, no, we need to push these things through the retail stores, like Walmart, the National Retail Federation. They're going to make sure that all the national chains will not allow you to eat in a restaurant. They won't allow you to go into a grocery store and buy food if you're not wearing a mask. And what's coming is if you don't have your immunity passport, your vaccination. And we're going to basically lock you up under house arrest. We're going to shut you down using corporations and using bureaucratic regulations and guidelines and recommendations. This is why I say, you know, what is really bad? People say, well, you know, Trump didn't do an executive order. Why didn't he do an executive order? Why didn't Fauci get him to do an executive order? Because then there would have been procedural due process complaints about that. They do it as guidelines and recommendations because they're trying to skirt the issue that this is an order, that this is a law, and they're treating it as a law. And they've been doing this with civil asset forfeiture. That's why they're doing it this way. They understand how they can get around the Constitution, get around your due process, and they're going to do it with vaccines. And they're talking about, and they're already doing it with masks. You wear a mask to protect others, not to protect yourself. You get a vaccine to protect others, not to protect yourself. You have to understand how these people think and how they're acting. And then we have the most ridiculous thing. Because they are racing with each other in a space race type of situation. Now you've got the UK accusing Russia of trying to steal the COVID-19 vaccine. It's so valuable that they're trying to steal it. I mean, they could sell it to them. Oh, see, that's exactly the point. This is just industrial espionage. They're holding out for the highest dollar. And so they really are worried that somebody is going to steal it from them. You know, we hear all this noble talk about saving the planet and saving humanity with a vaccine and everything. And yet it's all about the money grubbing, isn't it, when it comes down to it? All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Folks, we have a Christmas in July special going on right now at InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off. We have storable food now back in stock. You don't have to wear a mask when you order our storable food. And they are shutting down the grocery stores. If you don't want to get a mask, if you don't want to get a vaccine, you better make sure that you've got your supplements and your food. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle planned, blueprinted, war gamed, field marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit the, quote, death numbers are dropping because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, I went hysterical laughing when I saw this article about the UK accusing Russia of trying to steal the COVID-19 vaccine. Russian hackers, again. As Zero Hedge writes, UK has just cranked the atmosphere of paranoia and distrust up to 11 by publishing a new policy paper accusing Russia of trying to covertly steal British research on the COVID-19 vaccine. And their assessment is supported by, you know, all 17 intelligence agencies. Now, that was a Hillary Clinton lie. Parroted after she threw that out at the debate, parroted by James Clapper. And then you find out that it was James Clapper meeting with representatives from three agencies, not all 17. You didn't even know that we had 17 intelligence agencies, did you? Now, that's something to think about right there. Anyway, so he tells them in a meeting, and then that's what it eventually came up to be. But the UK assessment is supported by Canadian security establishment, Homeland Security, and the NSA. You know, all the Five Eyes guys, you know, the English-speaking people. They're all on the same page here. We condemn these despicable acts against those doing vital work to combat the coronavirus pandemic. Well, you know, wouldn't they want to save humanity? You know, are the Russians, if the Russians steal this information? Does that mean that UK can't proceed with developing the vaccine? No. What it means is that the UK can't make the pharmaceutical companies that are running the media and running the government can't make a profit if the Russians steal it. That's the issue. It's always the money, isn't it? They will kill you for the money. They'll kill you for billions of dollars. They've been doing it. They've been doing it with the opioid crisis. And as the Off-Guardian saw this, they had a laugh as well. They said the Russian vaccine hack is a 3-for-1 deal on propaganda. Apparently, that mean old Putin is stealing our magic vaccine to fight the deadly virus. Said, first of all, there's lack of any evidence put out there. Second, there's lies by omission. They don't mention, for example, the Vault 7 revelations from WikiLeaks that the CIA and Pentagon have developed technology to make their own cyber attacks appear to be coming from anywhere they wish. They can make it look like it's coming from Russia or Iran or China or anybody, right? And so they said, but here's the three points. Further, we demonize Russia. They're the enemy. They're trying to keep us from, I don't know, making big pharmaceutical companies from making obscene profits on selling an untested vaccine. Oh, those guys, there's just nothing that Putin won't do, is it? But mainly, it's to tell people this is so valuable that the Russians want it. They want it badly. You know, we have these articles, the Lifeline Pipeline, and this is an ongoing thing that is published by Reuters with an update on the race to get your vaccine. And the graphic is a coronavirus, a ball with the little things around it, and then all these needles pointing at it. You know, concentric circles of needles pointed at, there it is right there, pointed at the thing. It is the lifeline pipeline. It's your vaccine. It's going to be not only your immunity pass, but it is your lifeline. And so we got to tell people this, stealing this vaccine, that is actually, no, that's how valuable this thing is. The Russians want it. And the Russians don't want to pay our big pharmaceutical executives. Isn't that criminal? Most importantly, that you're all going to die if you don't get that lifeline pipeline. And, yeah, so we're going to rob you, and then we're going to give the money to the vaccine companies, and no matter what they do to you, they will pay no penalty. Before we go to break, just real quickly, you know, it was about 2 weeks ago, New York was talking about, hey, you know, we could take all these hotels that are going out of business that are empty because we told people they can't travel, they can't come here. We could use that for affordable housing. Well, guess what? They had the same idea in San Francisco. And then we had a City Journal contributor, Erica Sandberg, went on the Tucker Carlson show talking about what is happening there. I'll tell you briefly about that when we come back. And then I'm going to give you a glimpse of your life in Soviet America, because we are going back to the future, aren't we? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. So we've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse, the Betsy Ross flag, our first flag, that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So these shirts are at Infowars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and, of course, trigger lip tarts everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. Infowarsstore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Well, you know, we've had the government shut down restaurants. They've taken jobs. They've shut down hotels. But don't worry, because, you know, the government's going to cut you temporarily, cut you a check. If you've lost your job, they'll give you, everybody, the same amount of money for a short period of time or whatever. And even for the hotels, we've got empty hotels, so the government knows what to do with it. They're going to create affordable housing. And they were talking in publication of The City in New York City. City officials are looking at it. To capitalize on a distressed tourism industry by converting commercial hotels into affordable housing, creating what is called SROs, single-room occupancy units. They said, unfortunately, we're seeing a tremendous hit to our hotels because of the reduction of tourism. Where did that come from? Oh, yeah, that's Cuomo's orders. Because of the lack of travel, and hopefully most of that will come back, but some of it may not. I'm telling you, most of it will not. We know that now, right? And so San Francisco is way ahead of them. San Francisco started using their hotels for the homeless, and Erica Sandberg, who writes for the City Journal in San Francisco, went on Tucker Carlson's show. She said, it's solving exactly nothing. As a matter of fact, it's making all the problems worse. It's about as bad as you can imagine, only exponentially worse. You're talking drug-fueled parties, overdoses, deaths, people being assaulted. You have sexual assaults going on. It's pandemonium. It's extremely bad, and it needs to stop. She said the people who are assigned as disaster workers, these people have been librarians. You know, before they shut the libraries down? Oh, well, let's see. What can we do with the librarians? Oh, I know. We have a plan here from the Central Committee, and you librarians will now be disaster workers. or you'll be hall monitors or whatever they call these people, right? They're just paper pushers, administrators who were reassigned to these hotels. And what they're telling me is beyond the pale. They're not just horrified, they're traumatized by what they see. You have mattresses that have feces on them, blood, hospital bands on the floor. What people are seeing is so horrible that they walk out and they say, I don't want to go back in there. But, you know, this is just kind of the government running things into the ground. Into the ground. You know, there was a joke that I saw on Zero Hedge. Maybe you've heard this joke. I'd never heard this joke before. And I think it's a good example of what life was like in the Soviet Union. Yesterday I talked about Boris Yeltsin's trip to a Houston grocery store, and it was an epiphany for him. He saw the kinds of choices that people had on the shelves. He says, you know, even the Soviet premier, Gorbachev, doesn't have that kind of choice. He doesn't have access to this kind of stuff. What kind of special train do you need to go through to make a store this good? It's like there is no central training. You have to understand how the free market works and get out of the way. It's the central planning that is the problem. But, you know, he looked at that and he thought, well, you know, we want what the West has. And so he said that was a seminal moment for him in supporting the takedown of the wall, Boris Yeltsin said. Well, let's look at what life was like on the inside in a little bit more detail on the other side. Yesterday we talked about his oppression. And the joke goes like this. A man goes into a Soviet car showroom and he asks to buy a car. The disinterested salesman doesn't even put out a cigarette and he says, they only take $100 cash payments. The man puts down a bag full of rubles on the table and the salesman sits up and counts them greedily. The only color is gray, informs the customer. No problem. When will it arrive? Salesman slowly looks through a dog-eared book and he says, 5 years from today. Customer nods and says, morning or afternoon? That's not the punchline. He says, what do you care, morning or afternoon? It's 5 years from now. Well, says the customer, I'm getting a fridge in the morning. And that's not even a joke. If you look at people who talk about life in East Germany, and I'm not talking about the Stasi aspect of it. I'm talking about just the consumer, the pragmatic standpoint of this. Because, you know, most people don't really care if they're being spied on. Most people don't care if they're going to go into total surveillance because they've never lived under that. And so I've talked about that for years. So let's just talk about your comfort. And so if you go to sites where they talk to people who lived in East Germany, first one I saw, guy said, you had to wait 10 years to buy a car. See, the joke was only 5 years. You had to wait 10 years to buy a car that was designed in the 1950s and sold in the 1980s. And there was a waiting time for goods like color TV sets and refrigerators, too. I just about fell out of my chair when I saw that. I was like, yeah, that's the joke right there. You were not allowed to choose your profession. You never knew if your child, your mom, your husband, or your best friend was a member of the Stasi, reporting every bad joke you made about the government, you know, like this one. You were fed irrelevant and fake news, such as CNN. You know, irrelevant news. Look at all of the distractions that they put in the news. All the squirrels that they throw out to keep you distracted. And then the fake news. The publicly owned factory has overachieved its plan and produced 60% more lawn furniture than originally expected, thus contributing even more to the great goal of global peace and communism. He said you had to marry and better get a child too in order to get a flat of your own so that you could leave your parents. This is why a lot of GDR inhabitants got married at the age of 20 and divorced at the age of 25. All people were equal. A physician only got a few marks more than a janitor, but some people were more equal than others. You had to accept that high-ranking party members and people with relatives in the West got all the good things. One person said, I predominantly remember three things from my visits to East Germany. People were not used to being responsible for their own lives. Everybody was expecting them, that is, the party or the authorities, to take care and to fix things. Now, let me just stop right there. Is this not where we already are as a society in America? Every problem has to be fixed by the government. Every problem has to be fixed by the federal government. And let me get more specific. Every problem has to be fixed by the president. That's why people are so up in arms about who the president's going to be. As I said yesterday, in Switzerland, in the 90s at least, nobody even knew who the president was in Switzerland because he didn't have any power over their lives. The president, the federal government, the Supreme Court, all of them have too much power over our lives, but we want them to do that. We want them to fix everything because we don't want to take any responsibility for our lives. He said, hardly anything, therefore, in public got fixed. Oh, also like today here in America with a K. You find a similar pattern, he said, in all communist countries. So he said, in theory, everything was owned by the people. However, what belongs to everybody doesn't belong to anybody, and nobody feels accountable. I remember several of those industrialized apartment blocks, you know, kind of like the hotels that we had in New York and California. You know, remember in America when people used to travel and you could take vacations and stuff like that, and you could stay in these things, they called them hotels? And then one day, the government, just like that, shut them all down. But don't worry, they're going to use it to help homeless people. And I just told you what that looks like. He said the staircases belonged to everybody. In other words, nobody. And they were usually rotten and dirty. But once you stepped through an apartment door, you entered the personal refuge of a family. And it was usually carefully decorated and in best shape, despite all the shortages in everyday supplies, because it was owned by somebody. And then one more thing before we go to break. The economy made it hard to acquire things that are not part of the basic supply. You would not starve, but there were lines for everything. And there was this joke in the GDR, and it was, what does a citizen do when he sees a line? Now, he says the word for line is the same as the word for snake, because, you know, they were so long and they were snaking around and everything. So what do you do when you see a line slash snake? Well, you get into it. You got in line for fresh fruit, you got in line for chocolate, you got in line even if you didn't know what you were getting in line for, because whatever the line was for was going to be gone before too much longer, and you better get it. Because then you can start to barter it, because the barter economy was kind of a free market. Funny how that works out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Been on air 26 years, but starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him, I said, do you understand I didn't come up with any of this? I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared, you know, the next time I saw them in a few months, and say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up. Okay, it's real. It's real. It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt that the media called Nazi, which of course it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict
large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Richard Proctor. Again, his website is bathroomeconomics.com, but he has books not only on economics, but on the Constitution especially, a book to help you teach your children. As I said, look, as everybody's looking at, we gotta open up the schools so we can open up the economy. No. Make sure that you teach your kids. That's the most important thing. And, one of the things that you really need to teach them about is their heritage, the Constitution. He's got a great book for that. He's got another one to teach you in more detail, and of course your older children as well. Basically line by line commentary of the Constitution. So he's got that as well as economics books. The first book was Bathroom Economics, so it's called bathroomeconomics.com. So joining us now is Richard Proctor. Thank you for coming back, Richard.
Yes, glad to be back. Glad to be here. It's a good place to be on Friday morning.
Yeah, I had somebody send me a report as to what happened with them on masks and when they tried to vote. And they said, yeah, whenever you mention books and stuff, we always pick them up. And we got Richard Proctor's books and, really enjoy that stuff. So, that's good. I'm glad that people are educating themselves and people need to focus on the next generation and educate the next generation, because that's at the basis of what is really happening now as we go into this kind of, Soviet style lockdown. Absolutely amazing.
Yes, but we need to educate us.
Yeah.
As well as the next generation.
That's right.
And
that's right.
People do not understand what the Constitution says. They don't understand what their rights are. They don't understand what's going on. For example, if somebody accosts you for not wearing a mask, there's no law on the books that says you have to. There's an edict written by a governor and or something like that. And that particular edict is called color of law because it violates the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And there are penalties listed in federal law of 1948 called Title 18, Section 242. And those
I cut you off. Go ahead and finish what you're quoting that law. Tell us again what that law was and finish that.
Yeah, that law is Title 18, Section 242, published in 1948, that is very precise, that government officials cannot violate our constitutional rights. If so, there are significant fines and penalties, including jail time, if they do that. Years, 10 years, life, if they do those kinds of things. You're just talking about the hotels. They're being taken away in a minute. So somebody's livelihood is lost. So if your livelihood is lost, that's damage. It's severe damage. I don't know if it's a 10-year or a life penalty for that kind of thing. It's there. It's in law, federal law. There, you've got it on the screen, Title 18, Section 240.
Well, you know, they're very well aware of that, that they're going to face legal issues if they try to do this by law. Earlier in the program, I mentioned that June 26th, the New England Journal of Medicine put out a proposal and said, how do we handle these people who don't want to get their vaccines? And they said, well, we don't want to do it with law. We don't want to do it with make it a crime, because then we will have due process challenges to that crime. So what we will do is we will do it by punishing people through their employers. We will do it by punishing them, by purging them out of the public square and making sure that they can't go into any stores, for example, which they're already doing with the mask. You have the National Retail Federation applauding Walmart and a whole bunch of other chains that I mentioned, Kroger's, the largest grocery store chain. They're not going to let you in to buy groceries if you don't wear a mask. And we know that in a couple of months, they're not going to let you in to buy groceries if you don't have your immunity passport.
Isn't it amazing how we're putting up with this? We are putting up. We, the people of the United States, are putting up with complete violations of our rights. If Walmart does that, get a group of people, about 10 or 15 or 20 strong, and violate it. Go in the store. Don't wear masks. You can't do it individually, but you can do it in a group. Go use groups. We are giving up our rights. We're giving up our freedom. Talk about destroying our country for our grandchildren. Hey, we need to know what our rights are now so that we can keep them for our grandchildren. We are losing our country, folks.
I can go without going into Walmart because I don't really want any of the cheap Chinese junk that they sell
I
there.
I sure agree with her, but look what he did, and he gets away with it. But if it was 20 people, he couldn't stop them.
Yeah. The thing that bothers me is grocery stores keeping people out. You know, I don't need the Chinese junk in Walmart, but I'm going to need to buy some groceries. You know, I can get storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, but I still want to be able to get some groceries in the meantime. And, you know, for some various other things, like I like to, you know, have fresh eggs every once in a while or something. And so we're going to have to start finding a way to get outside this corporate structure that is being used by the Chinese. As a matter of fact, A.G. Barr said, you know, a lot of you businesses are being used by the Chinese. That's exactly how they are being used right now. They're being used to enact this lockdown, because the lockdown was something that was demonstrated and modeled for us by the Chinese to get us, you know, here's your problem and here's our solution. It's a lockdown. Now that they've got everybody locked down, they're playing us just like they played us with the masks and with the tests and the other protective personal equipment. They're playing us with this lockdown as well, because they've opened up and their economy is going up, went up 3.6% in just 1 month.
Yes, but I think this has to be looked at in a little different way. The store is told they have to do this by the government. They're told that. Mm-hmm. So therefore the government is liable again with an edict. It's the health department. When I go into a restaurant, I say, I'm going to sit on that table. You can't sit at that table. That's closed. Why? Because the health department told us. The health department is denying them the use of their private property. There's a violation right there. And it's a government violation.
Cuomo has said that they're going to, if you don't comply with their regulations, which is going to be masks, then they will cite you. And if you get three citations as a business owner, your business is going to be closed permanently. I mean, that's the way they're operating this thing. And so it really is coming from the government in that particular case.
It is from the government. It's from the government. Now, why haven't the attorneys picked up on this? Here's a federal law that's being violated wholesale. They go out and chase ambulances in the past trying to find something. Then right now they have advertisements trying to find something. By Jove, cases here. What do they call it? I knew it this morning. I knew it. The case. What it was. Come on, Richard. Think of the word.
Class action lawsuits, or?
Yes, class action. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. Class action. Well, you know, when you get to be 105, you forget words. Anyway, class action lawsuits are the way to do it. You can put thousands of people in one class action suit, and there's power.
Well, they're experts at prevarication because they talk about how, well, these are not executive orders coming from the White House or from Fauci. They're guidelines and they're recommendations and they're executive orders from the governors and so forth. And they have always used these private, you know, the beard of this is being done by a private corporation. So private corporation is taking away your free elections. It's a private corporation that's taking away your free speech because they've used private news organizations when I was in North Carolina to shut down third party candidates who'd qualified for the ballot. Say, no, you can't be on the in the debate because we're a private organization. We don't want you. That's how they shut us down on social media. So let's talk about that when we come back. We'll be right back with Richard Proctor, BathroomEconomics.com.
Reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security. And it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right, the Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in lifetime. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth. There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com. And as we're talking about the lockdown, Richard, of course, the push for lockdown 2.0 is coming based on test cases, because their initial metric to scare everybody to death was to talk about death. So they were talking about these astronomical case fatality rates. As time has gone on, we have realized that those have crashed to below flu level. We just had, even though the governor here in Texas added statewide masking regulations for us, at the same time this is happening, at the same time the health Texas public health director is talking about how you need to start wearing masks inside your house. We're not going to force you yet, but you need to start wearing masks even when you're inside your house. The same department put out statistics showing that the coronavirus case fatality rate is one-third to one-quarter of what the last two flu seasons were. One flu season was three times higher. The other flu season was four times higher, the last two that we've had. So the case fatality rate has disappeared. So they're playing this shell game of statistics. Oh, all right, we won't talk about the case fatality rate anymore. We'll talk about cumulative deaths of people that we presume died from COVID-19. And then we'll talk about the test cases, because now we finally, after months of this stuff, we finally have tests to test people for this. But you've got some firsthand knowledge about this, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. People are calling me. I don't understand why I've become a center, but people are calling me. Physician called me. I'd rather not say who or where, but physician called me. He says, I am right in the front line of what's going on. I see every day what's happening in these tests. First, as you've mentioned before, David, first, the tests find anybody with a cold or flu virus, anybody with that kind of a virus. They find it, call it COVID-19 positive.
That's and CDC has confirmed that on their website. They say if you have a cold, or you've had a cold, or you had the flu, you'll get a positive test on the COVID thing, because yes, they're all coronaviruses.
That's right. You'll get a positive test. That's the key. So let's assume that there's a testing center in a city. We're going to use Jacksonville, Florida in a minute. Let's assume that there's a center in a city that only sees 100 people. That's all. Just 100 people. All day long, they just see 100. That's all. Of that 100, I'm going to assume 10%, because it's an easy number to work with. 10% of those people, that 100, which is 10, will be positive. They'll be told to come back and get another test till they're negative. So the next day, they do another 100, and they find 10 of those, plus the 10 of yesterday. So that's 20 new cases today.
Uh-huh.
And the next day, they find 10 more, plus the 20. The next day, 10 more, plus the 30. The next, that's 150 positives in 1 week. One test, 100 people each day, 1 week. That's all. Now they take, if you take that and you multiply that by four, same thing, those few tests, it's now 600 a month. If you have 20 centers, because they have now opened 20 testing centers in Jacksonville, Florida, where they didn't have anything until the Republican Convention was announced. But if they have opened 20 centers. Young lady in Jacksonville called and told me all about these 20 centers. So here we have 20 centers, 600 a month is 12,000 positive cases. And that's how they're getting the numbers.
Wow. Wow. And you're talking about how they continue to retest these people on consecutive days. So, you know, you got 10 people one day, and then you tell those people, come back the next day, we'll test you. So then they come back the next day for their test, and they test and find another 10 unique people, but they've also got the 10 people that they tested the day before. And so instead of counting it as 20, now the cumulative total is 30, and then they find another unique 10 people, but they tell those other 20 people, come back on day three. Now you're up to 60 instead of 30. And I just had a report from a whistleblower and the national health system in the UK saying the same thing, Richard. They said, we're testing the same people every day. And every day when these people that we knew already had it test positive, we add that as a new case.
Yes, that's exactly what's going on all over the country. And everybody's getting excited because there's so many cases. Well, of course there are. Statistically, we could have a million cases a day and it'd only be just a few people with colds.
Yeah, yeah.
No virus at all. None of this 19 stuff at all. Now, I'm not saying that none of them will have that. I'm just saying this is the kind of thing they're using to get under our skins. Mm-hmm. All of that.
Mm-hmm. Under our skins with a needle with a vaccine.
Oh, yes.
Because that's what's coming in. That's the bottom line. Because we've got, here's the thing. You know, there are people who have gotten very sick with this. There are people who have died with this.
Absolutely.
And part of the reason they have died with this is because we have treatments and we have people like Fauci saying, no, you got to wait for the vaccine and trash talking things like hydroxychloroquine, which he knew and his organization reported about back in 2005, that it was very effective at both treating and preventing the SARS virus. And so he knows that that's an effective treatment. He also knows that it's cheap and it's not patented anymore. And he is shilling for Gilead. He's shilling for Moderna. And these other people are getting tens of billions of dollars.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's all about money. I mean,
yeah.
This thing, information that came to me from Mike Snyder. Okay. He writes an article every day. And I got this information
from
him.
Yeah.
He said, 2-3 days ago, he said, aha, we found that the antibodies that are in your system, we've got two cases, he said, of studies that show that the antibodies in your system don't last more than a couple of weeks. So you are not immune once you've had it. You're going to get it again. And then mm-hmm. the next day, a third study showed up. Interesting that three studies show up in 2 days automatically at a particular moment. So he said, and the vaccine is going to, it looks like it's going to be two shots a month apart, and then you'll have to have a booster every 3 or 4 months. And do you see all the money that's being piled up by the big pharmas making these vaccines? And all of it's a hoax. Every bit of this is lies.
It's an unbelievable racket because they're getting paid, you know, billions of dollars by the Trump administration as part of this Operation Warp Speed. Their stuff is going to be delivered, hand-delivered by the military. Of course, the poor soldiers are going to be the first ones to be the guinea pigs on all this. But they're getting their research development funded lavishly by the federal government. When they roll this thing out, they'll be selling it and they'll be making a profit. And no matter how much damage they do to people, because Fauci gave them legal immunity back in 1986, they don't have any downside for this, for vaccine.
Right.
So, you know, they get paid to develop it. Then they get paid for manufacturing and producing it and administering it. And they don't have any product liability at all. What an incredible racket this is. And it is, there's so much money in this. There's no surprise that this is a global racket. And now, as you said, they're preparing us and saying, well, you know, it produces antibodies, but the antibodies don't last. So you're going to have to get this done multiple times. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Yes, that's exactly what's going on. You know, that's what my Liberty Series books talk about. I just throw this in. I have written 6 books showing how government has done this over the years, over and over and over and over again. It's not the first time. It's been done years. Those 6 books are my Liberty Series, and they tell anybody who wants to know it with documentation from the days of yore, which you can't find anymore. This documentation is available in my books, and you can see how these things have been done by government over and over and over again. Folks, this is not new. They've just perfected it. Oh, and now I have a document in my possession written by the Rockefeller Foundation in 2010 on page 18 outlines exactly what we're seeing today as if it was just an idea, a thought, a scenario.
But yeah, the lockstep.
Exactly. Yes,
yeah, exactly. The lockstep scenario. The absolute worst case scenario. They had 4 scenarios. The lockstep is, let's take a situation where people take absolutely no responsibility for their own personal actions and they turn everything over to the government and the government acts in the most authoritarian possible way. That lockstep scenario, the worst case scenario from the Rockefeller Foundation, is the one that they've chosen to give us right now. We'll be right back with Richard Proctor. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin.
Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there are still sites like band.video, newswars.com, Infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king. That is queen. That is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TurboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19. Oh.
No, don't seduke me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation. He carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. Because, you know, for girls, there's 5 different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. And it's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talking to Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com, about the Constitution, about individual liberty. We're going to talk more about that coming up here. And before we get back to Richard, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, you can not only support free speech, but you can support your right of freedom to buy without a mask. I don't even want to buy online from these companies that are pushing masks in their brick and mortar stores. I mean, it just makes me so angry that the National Retail Federation is bragging about how they got Walmart to shut this down even in 65% of their stores where there is no mask regulation from the government, they will go further. And this is where it's going to be coming to us. It's going to be coming through the corporations. So folks, rather than funding these corporations that are working to shut down your freedom and to take away your choice and to isolate you and to coerce you, to take away your health choices, to punish you because of the health choices that you make, instead, make some real healthy choices. Determine that you are going to take products that are going to make you healthier, that are natural, safe, and effective. And right now, we've got a great sale going on. We've got free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement to help me focus. We also have a lot of things that are going to build your immune support. Our vitamin D supplement, we call it Winter Sun Plus, because if you're not getting sunlight, if you're locked inside because of government orders, take vitamin D. If you have a deficiency in vitamin D, your immune system is not going to be operating the way that it should. We've got that right now, 50% off Winter Sun Plus. We also have VasoBeet, concentrated beet juice that acts as a vasodilator, 50% off. Ultra 12, vitamin B12. 50% off in a very easy to take format. You take it orally under your tongue. We also have Bodies, turmeric, and many other ingredients that are going to naturally fight inflammation in your joints and elsewhere. Bodies is 50% off. Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. It's a great way to get your baseline vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and you can get that in a drink mix, so you can make it taste any way that you want. You don't have to take a lot of pills. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. I'll mention one more thing. Our storable food is back in stock and on short order. And folks, they're now ordering that you wear a mask if you go to the grocery store. So just think about this. You better start lining up your local food supplies, and you better line up some emergency storage supplies as well. Our storable food is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Richard, let's talk a little bit about this Soviet lifestyle that we're going into. I talked about the epiphany that Boris Yeltsin had when he a couple of months before the Berlin Wall came down, he went to a grocery store in Houston, part of a visit to the Space Center. He was just incredulous as to what he saw. He was allowed in even without a mask, by the way. But now he would not be able to get into that grocery store to see how good things are. But now we have reversed places. Now we are going into a centrally controlled economy. And of course, the fruit of a centrally controlled economy means that you don't have any fruit in the grocery store, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right. In every country that's gone into socialism like this, everything becomes a shortage. Although the teachers who teach it say we know how to do it right, yet nobody ever does it right because it can't be done right. Let's think about this for a moment. In an environment where a planned society can never invent anything new. They can never provide anything new because they don't know it exists. They can't make something they don't know already exists. We have pencils, and it takes all kinds of things to make a pencil. Any one of those things is missing, it won't work. We won't have any pencils because government can't plan for it if they didn't know it before, see it before. They can't invent anything new. No new medicine, no new medical, and no nothing, no new anything. They go backwards. But now let's look and see what's going on here. You mentioned a whole bunch
of things. And that's the essay, iPencil by Leonard Reed, that there isn't any central planner of pencils. It was just the market making those decisions because you have, as I've said, even if you've got the smartest person in the world, they don't have sufficient information to base the kinds of decisions that need to be made about what people need for production. And a good example of that we've just seen happen in America was the idea that, well, we don't want people going to restaurants because, you know, they might catch the flu. So we're going to shut down all the restaurants. And when they did that, that had repercussions that they didn't understand backing up into the food production. And so you had food being destroyed on the farms and the shelves being empty at the same time simply because they had intruded themselves into the, into restaurants. They completely wrecked this organic system that had been set up by their intrusion and their central dictates.
That's exactly what will happen with every product we have. That very same thing.
medicine as well.
You went through a whole bunch of examples of this is a shortage and that. And look at all the bad things. Look at all this. We have no idea what standing in a line to buy an item means because we've never had to do it. We cannot visualize it. We can't emotionalize it. Dave, you've mentioned all those things that people have to have. They have to stand in a line to get this. They have to wait 5 years to get this. They have to wait 10 years to get that. We chuckle about it, but the people who lived it, they don't chuckle, but we don't understand what it means having never, ever been there.
Yeah, the running joke was, in East Germany, the German word for line and for snake was the same thing. And so they had the joke, what do you do when you see a snake? And the answer was you get into it. Because whenever they saw a line, they would get into it because they didn't know what it was, but they knew it was going to be out pretty soon.
And they needed, and they knew they needed it because they need everything.
Yeah.
Venezuela had nothing on the shelves, was a wealthy country, oil, all kinds of stuff. Then it went to nothing on the shelves the minute it went into a socialism type arrangement. And that's what will happen here too. We're getting a taste of it now. They're trying to plan the society, things are becoming short. There are shortages occurring in stores now that never happened before. Never.
We're seeing artificial, mandates and dictates without any regard for law. We see what that produced was shortages on the shelves, empty shelves. But we've also seen the other thing that you see in communist parties, and that is a very small number of elitists are making a lot of money as they've shut down the middle class businesses. Even the people who have been given extra money as part of this bailout here, $600 a month or whatever, some of them are making as much or more than they did before, and they're spending more than they did when they had a job. And so these people who are allowed to remain open, the few retailers that are allowed to remain open, they're making more money than they ever made before. So we're seeing the people at the very top and the disparity between the rich and the poor, eradication of the middle class. We're seeing that as well as all of the arbitrary rules and regulations that are happening. And then there's another aspect of this that's coming down the pipeline, Richard, and that is the destruction of our currency. And that is proceeding in a very rapid manner as well. I think a lot of people don't really realize the fact that, we've had this artificial shortage now of coins. The Federal Reserve says we don't have any coins. They can't manufacture the coins anymore. And they're at the same time telling people that, cash is dirty. They've been running that out there. And so now you've got all of the major retailers not only saying you've got to wear a mask, but you can't pay cash either. Moving us to a cashless society. Again, the major retailers.
I was talking about using lawyers against government, but let's look at it a little bit differently. The corporations are doing this. If I went into a corporation tomorrow and I bought an item that made me sick and other people did too, we would put together a program to sue the retailer for selling us something that made us sick. That's common. We do that today already. Well, if all of these things are happening or being done by the retailers because the government tells them to or because they want to because they're a part of the problem, we should be considering suing them for depriving us of the things we need to stay healthy.
That's right.
And that's a case.
Yeah, what the corporations are doing, because the corporations are merging with government in a kind of fascism. That's what fascism is. What they're doing is they're depriving us of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's the basic grievance
that we had when we founded this country.
Attorneys can do things, and if they would... I'm surprised they're not on board already. I'm just flabbergasted that the hotel people in these various places that lost their businesses aren't doing something about it. I'm astounded. What about all the motels that are going?
We're all circling the drain, aren't we? And speaking of things coming to an end, our program coming to an end, unfortunately. Thank you for joining us. Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com. Thank you for listening.
You bet.